Welcome back to Blue Jay Stadium here in Junction City with studio coordinator Connie Osorio alongside Quinn Dold. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Once again, I want to thank to John North Ford for providing us with transportation to tonight's game. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. Can't listen to the game? Follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter, also known as X now. Or go to Facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. And fans, the entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at KVOE.com/listen. And also, if you have the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, you can find all three of our KVOE network of stations there as well. I'll give a little plug there. So, no, Sean Thornton's been promoting it during the noon hour, so I know I've started to. So, well, Quinn, I mean, well, I just mentioned it to you off air. I said this has probably been the best game that we've had watched since the Topeka High game.
Yeah, and I mean, to add on top of that, in that Topeka High game, they made a lot of, I mean, little stupid mistakes that they just kept on repeating over. And yeah, in this game, they've done a much better job on capitalizing on Junction's mistakes, first off, and not making as many mistakes on their own. So we've seen the improvement from this Emporia team. Just, it hasn't been great enough to overcome these opponents they're playing.
Corey, I will move from left to right. Remember, Quinn, we got to watch this. Remember last week, Poria High kicked off start half number two.
And you got to think.
Recovered an onside.
Junction's ready for it.
Junction City is ready for it.
They have nobody behind the 25-yard line. So
yeah,
Alex could definitely pin them deep if he delivers a precise kick on it.
Alex Alamang the kick as Emporia High in the whites, black lettering, white black numerals, white numeral on the helmet with a Spartan head. Junction City, home blues, white numerals, white pants, white helmet, JC on the side.
And Junction did scoop back, so they have return men back now.
Alex Alamang tees it off from the 40. It's a squib kick, and this will be Savitt at the 19, cutting to the far side, 20, and forced out of bounds far side. Ryland Crowell, and it'll be at the 24-yard line of Junction City, moving from right to left, west to east as we see it, as the Blue Jays will go to work here with a 22-point advantage, leading 36-14, here to start quarter number three.
It's going to be very important for Emporia to get Junction off the field quickly and score quickly as well. It's going to have to be a quick half for Emporia. They're going to have to move very fast if they want to get back into this game down 22.
And a quick update, Quinn. Brody Telfer back in the game at linebacker. That is a good sign to see for the sophomore, who's been arguably one of the best playmakers here for the Spartan defense here tonight.
Yes, it's been huge that he is back for us.
First and 10, Junction City. Two receivers in the slot here near side. Here is Bazan. Bazan looking to air it out, looking for Boganowski. Nearly picked. Sheldon Stewart went right through the bread basket. Sheldon was looking for a pick.
Yeah.
And that could have been the first interception recorded by the Spartan defense this season.
And it did go right through his arms, but it was a very difficult play to make. It was an over-the-shoulder catch as Bazan overthrew his receiver by about 5-10 yards.
And guess who the receiver was? Boganowski.
Yep.
Second down and 10 now for Junction City as a running play up the middle, dragging the defender with him. And that was Telfer. And that was MC Taylor on the run. Past the 30 to the 32-yard line. Got 8 on second down and 10.
Third and short here.
Yeah, third and short.
Emporia.
A big defensive stand here would be huge for the Spartans. Was on in the gun. Emporia High flinch on the left side. Was it Rios?
It was.
And they did get Ricky on the encroachment. And it'll be a first down for the Blue Jays.
another bad penalty by Enrique Rios on a short. On a fourth, the first it was on fourth and short, and now on third and short. Two big downs for this Emporia defense, and he gives them up for them.
So the ball is spotted at the 37 of the Blue Jays. Go receiver each side on first and 10. This is the handoff to Taylor up the middle. Pass to 40, breaking a second tackle. Taylor got some blocks. 35-30, 25-20. Breaks another tackle. Drags Skylar Worrell with him inside the 15. Dragging defenders, and he forced out of bounds at the 12 of Emporia High.
That was a very impressive run by Taylor. He just would not go down. He refused to go down, and just a big play.
51 yards on the run for MC Taylor. It'll be first and 10 from the 13.
Yeah, he just hit the hole hard and refused to go down among any contact.
So first and 10 for the Blue Jays. Three receivers far side, one back. Bazan will keep it up the middle, wrapped up and driven back. Is that Ty Iverson?
I believe so.
Or, and I think Quincy Perry was in on a stop, too.
Yeah, they both got in there for a gain. They
no
pushed
gain.
Him back. It looks like they pushed him back 1 yard, actually.
Well, you got to give it a sack for the Spartan defense. So it's second down and 11 from the 14. 10-12 to play here in the third. Blue Jays leading at 36-14. Was on in the gun, a back. Here is a jet sweep here to the near side. It's Bohannon diving forward to the 10. Tripping him up was Worrell.
Looks like they're spotting that at the 11. Nice job by this Emporia defense to force a third and long. Let's see if they can hold it here and force a field goal.
So third down and 7, Emporia or Junction City, a jumbo package with three backs for Bazan, who will go under center. His center is Keandre Wilcox.
And they got a lot of big personnel in right now. No receivers.
Here is play action. And they're looking and it's caught. And Bogenhagen hauls it in for an 11-yard touchdown. Junction City back on the board. Blue Jays up 42-14, 9:19 to play here in the third. Second passing touchdown of the night. First to Bogenhagen. And Bogenhagen with his second total touchdown of the night.
And that was a really nicely drawn up play by Junction. Bring in all the big personnel. Emporia thinks they're going to run the ball. And they just send Bogenhagen out to the flat.
Here is Heilman's kick. It is up and through. 43-0 Junction City. Largest lead of the night for the Blue Jays. It's 29-43-14. JC, 9:19 to play here in the third. Let's take a 30. Spartan offense coming up, coming out after this. You're listening to Emporia High Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
KVOE, live and local.
Heilman's kick will be returned by Wolowitz at the 10-20, 25-yard line. Landon up to the 25. A return of 15 for Landon. And Emporia will take over first and 10, own 25, trailing by 29, not 43-14, 9:14 to play here in the third.
Landon Wolowitz has done a decent job back there, putting this Emporia offense into decent field position almost every time he's gotten the return.
Junction City with 423 yards of total offense here in this game. Emporia High with 197. Micah Gray in the gun. Rylan Crowell to the left of him. Two receivers far side. Sheldon Stewart now motions from near side to far side. Low snap. Hand off Rylan Crowell right side. Rylan blown up as Ryland trying to get up back to the line of scrimmage. Daniels in on the stop along with Allen for the Blue Jays, and it's a loss back to the, or do they spot at the 25? No gain. It'll be second down and 10.
And a lot of these no gain to short gain plays for Emporia. We need to see something bigger here.
Madden Tile, Javen Arndt, receivers far side. Got a tight end left, and Sheldon Stewart now in motion from near side to far side. Micah Gray drops back, play action, looking, has Madden Tile at the 30. And Madden hauls in his third catch of the season. He gets five, and then second and 10 becomes third and five.
That was just a short 5-yard hitch route, and really nicely executed by Madden and Micah Gray to get that that completion.
Got an extra yard out of it. They spot at the 31, so it's a gain of six. Third and four, Emporia High at the 31 of their own. Gray in the gun, two receivers here near side. Sheldon Stewart in motion here to the near side with trips. Micah Gray, low snap. Three-step drop, quick pass. Hauled in by Stewart. Sheldon, and did they call incomplete? Yes, they did.
Looks like it just bounced on the ground before Sheldon could haul it in. And another one, another low pass by Micah, just a little off the mark. And if he hits them, they get a nice little gain. Yep. He needs to be better at that, and he will be in the coming years, but right now he is not.
Well, the Emporia High offense going to stay out there, Quinn. 7:51 to play here in the third. Spartans down 29, 43-19. Gray, it will go empty backfield. They could quick kick this. Here's a man in motion. It's Ryland Crowell here to the near side. Low snap. Micah, pump fakes. Pump fakes again, looking for a man. And he over, and went over the head of Sheldon Stewart. Incomplete. And Allen was in on the coverage. And it's a turnover on downs. And Junction City with a short field, the shortest they've had all night. They will take over. First and 10 at the Emporia I 31.
And trying to get it to their playmaker in Sheldon, but give Junction credit as they aren't allowing much in the passing game, forcing Micah to make bad throws into another triple coverage.
Well, empty backfield for Brock Bazan, and he'll go four receivers here near side. Rolling here to the near side is Bazan. Bazan airing out, has a man, and almost trying to one-hand catch that was Losiah Autry. He tried to go to Autry, and Autry just couldn't haul it in there. And for Bazan, you know, last year, as I mentioned earlier, Bazan was 10 of 15 in that game. Right now he's 8 of 18, so he was 67% against Emporia High last year, and just below 500 here, 50% completion rate here in this one.
And a lot of those incompletions have come on overthrows to open wide receivers.
Yeah, second down and 10 now for Junction City at the Emporia I-31. Low snap. Here's a quick toss here to the near side. It's Daniels down the near sideline, 20. Steps out of the bounce at the 16-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 17. He's going to get 14 on the run, and it's another Junction City first down.
And he put a mean stiff arm on Kyler Worrell on the backfield to make that a good game.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Blue Jays at the 17 of Emporia High. Junction City, the wealth has been spread out in the running game. Taylor has 93 yards on four carries. Daniel 6 for 88, and Bogenhagen has 7 for 75. And this is Bogenhagen inside the 15, down to about the 12-yard line. Josh Rios in the game had to stop for Emporia High. And a gain of six for Bogenhagen, who's now over 80 yards rushing and nearing 100 yards of all-purpose.
Yeah, Bogenhagen has put a pounding onto this Emporia defense.
And here is a second down and four. This is Daniels cutting to the far side. 10-5, dives to the byline, and he is in for a touchdown. That is a 12-yard run for Daniels, his second of the night. And with that run, he cracks 100. And Junction City with another score here in the third. They lead it 49-14, 6:57 to play here in the third, 35-point advantage, soon to be 36, pending the extra point. As Heilman out to attempt the PAT, here's the snap, kick is up, and it is through. And the Junction City Blue Jays have put half a hundred on the board. It's 50-14. Bray down 36, 6:57 to play here in the third. Let's take a break. Let's do a 30. This is Spartan Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
KVOE, live and local.
Junction City leads 50-14 over Emporia High, 6:57 to play here in quarter number three, and this is the third game this season that Emporia High has allowed their opponent to score 50 or more. Fourth time, 76-0 against. Here is Worrell, far side, 30. Worrell hit stick. He got drilled immediately. I believe that was Reagan. Kyler got a return of 10 yards. And it'll be first and 10 for the Spartans at the 30 of their own. Now, Emporia High, you know, trying to figure out some ways to get this offense going, knowing next week's do or die.
Yeah, next week is an elimination game.
Because it's,
and I mean,
move on or no.
If they pull Highland, they have a good chance to move on.
Well, Highland Park, dominant 4A schedule. Sheldon Stewart's in at quarterback, whirl in motion. Sheldon rolling to the far side. Little quick pass. Couldn't catch it. Was Ryland Crowell at the 40.
Just a little low on that throw. Ryland just couldn't get down there to get it. If Sheldon makes the throw just a touch higher, it's enough for Ryland to get the ball, but unfortunately just a little bit too low.
It'll be second down and 10 for Emporia High at the 30. 6:50 to play here in the third. Spartans down 50-14. Empty backfield for Sheldon Stewart. Two in the slot here near side. Two to the far side. Whirl now in motion with Seidel to tight end left. This will be Sheldon on a keeper. Sheldon, 35, still loose. Sheldon gets up to the 37-yard line. Tyler Allen on the stop for the Blue Jays. Sheldon only his second carry of the night, but it's a good yardage of 7, but it'll be third down and short coming up as Emporia High will have third and 3 from their own 37.
Something to note as well, as you can see on this near sideline for Junction City, they are warming up their backup quarterback, Conrado Gomez, so it looks like Bazan's day might be over.
Yeah, 36-point game, might as well rest them because Junction City's in the position where they could host a first-round game next Friday night. Third down and 3. Sheldon going to keep it. Sheldon far side, 40, has the first down and hit immediately at the 42, making the hit stick move. Kingston Timms, who had an interception earlier in this game against Micah Gray, but Sheldon gets 6, and he's still up.
And he got lit up on that play, and that is not an understatement. He got hit hard, but he is standing up, and he took it like a champion, and he is going to be calling the play here.
And it's a first down for Emporia High as it's first and 10 near hash, own 42. Sheldon in the gun, two receivers. It's Worrell and Javen Arndt far side. Madden Seidel is the tight end left. Ryland Crowell will get the call, and he is met immediately. And who made that stop for Junction City? As I believe they got some of their second teamers in, and some of their first teamers still in. I don't see Boganowski out there.
And he got hit 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage and did a very nice job. To
Larkin Turner.
Crowd did a nice job just to get it back to the line.
Larkin Turner with a stop. No game for Ryland. Larkin Turner going to be a fantastic athlete for Junction City. Saw him on the basketball court twice. We'll see him twice in basketball. Second and 10 now. Quick pass. Hauled in by Riley here near his side. Pass to 45. Up to the 47. Yeah, give him five, Quinn.
It's a crucial third down for Emporia. And, I mean, obviously they're going to be going for it on fourth down if it comes to it. They showed it earlier when they were at their own 31. They're not afraid to go for it on fourth down, especially when they're down by a lot.
Ryland got five. It's third down and five for Emporia High from their own 48 near hash. They need a Junction City 48, so it's third down and four. Sheldon Stewart in the gun, two backs, a receiver far side, Madden Seidel tight end right. Ryland Crowell looking for an opening and tripped up back at the line of scrimmage. And that was, let's see, that was one of the linebackers. That was Jamarcus Tyson that denied Ryland of no gain. And it'll be fourth and four coming up from Emporia High. And they're going to keep the offense back out as Micah Gray will come back in. 3:55 to play here in the third. Spartans down 50-14. And let's see what they have dialed up here. Two receivers far sided, Seidel and Arndt. Sheldon's in the slot here near side, now in motion. Ryland Crowell's the back for Micah Gray. Play action. Micah looking. Quick pass. Couldn't find Madden Seidel. Incomplete.
And once again, not the greatest throw there from Micah, as he could have had a completion to Madden, and he just threw it outside of his arm's reach, and he couldn't even touch that ball.
And there'll be a turnover on downs as Junction City will take over. First and 10 at the Emporia High 48, and they are starting to bring the backups in. Conrado Gomez, 5'11", 150, a sophomore. Last week had his first three passes for 36 yards in Topeka High, as he will be in the gun. And he's trying to look for a man. The pressure is coming. He's going to keep it, and he's going to get up to the 46-yard line.
And miscommunication there.
Kobe Lee in on the stop for Emporia High. Junction City calling off the dogs and bringing in their second stringers.
Yeah, his running back just went one way and he went the other, as they are both the second stringers, though.
Yeah, they got
one of them had it wrong. I don't know which one it was.
Yeah, tight end left, and this will be a quick toss here to the near side. And this will be forced out of bounds past the 40. Lance Norris, 5'5", 142-pound sophomore, with his first carry of the night.
And it was an effective carry to gain 8 on that play. And it seems like they're bringing in some first-teamers here.
Logan Hagen coming back in, and Bohannon and Daniels all lined up in the backfield as Gomez will go under center on 3rd and 1 from the Emporia High 39. This is Bohannon up the middle, first down and more. Wait a minute, did the ball hit the carpet? And no, it was downed by Bohannon, and it's first down for Junction City as he gets to the 34 for 5.
And again, Bohannon just a nice run and refusing to go down.
And they will go with that jumble package again on 1st and 10. And Bohannon gets the call left side, 25, 20, 15, 10. And Sheldon Stewart forced him out of bounds inside the 10. Let's see where they spot it, but a big run for Bohannon. They spot him at the 10. It's a run of 24.
Once again, Bohannon, a nice angry run, refusing to go down. I mean, this Junction team, Bohannon and Bogenhagen have done a really nice job just refusing to go down, breaking a lot of tackles.
So it's first and goal for Junction City at the 10 of Emporia High. This will be a handoff to the tight end, which is Blake Proletti, 5'7", 200-pound sophomore, listed as the backup center, and he got 2 to the 8.
And he's got an interesting number to be carrying the ball as well. He's wearing number 59, and as they have him as a backup center, but he just did a nice job running that rock.
And Norris is also the back. Scholar Brown is a receiver here far side, here near side. This will be Norris on the carry, and he's going to walk in for a touchdown. Lance Norris, with a touchdown he scored last week. And Junction City leads this football game 56-14, a minute 58 to play here in the third. And this is getting close to running clock territory, Quinn.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they are up by 42, going to make it around 43.
Yeah. As Heilman, we out to attempt low snap. Here's the kick, and it is up, and it is through. And Junction City leads this game 57-14. As Emporia High has not been able to find anything after coming out of the locker room. And Emporia High has allowed 19 points. And after three in Cottonwood Falls, Chase County leading Madison 50-8. Let's go ahead and take a 30 as the Blue Jays keep putting on the Spartans. Junction City up 57-14. Now let's keep it right here as the special teams unit coming back out since we're getting close to the end of the third. It'll be Woolowitz and Worrell or Emporia High back to return as Heilman will tee it off from his own 40. It'll be a happy senior night for Junction City, and they will see where and who they will be playing next week. They've lined themselves in great position to have a home game. Worrell from the 10, cutting here to the near side, 25. Kyler, spin move. Kyler to the 26. And a couple of Blue Jays there, including Gilberto Lopez, 5'9", 160-pound sophomore. Still no running clock in effect here. 57-14, a minute 51 to play here in the third. Corey High will take over first and 10, own 26.
It's going to be a big drive for Micah Gray just to establish some confidence on the field. I mean, he really hasn't established a lot. He had a nice big pass, but he has been constantly off the mark just by a little bit on a lot of his passes tonight.
And in silo, Javen Arnt, our receiver's far side. Now Sheldon Stewart motions. As this is Rylan Crowell, far side, left side. Rylan up to the near the 30, and he's going to get four.
Nice little gain for Rylan as they are really feeding him the ball a lot, and he has done a really nice job just running the rock tonight.
And he's got 116 yards on 16 carries along with two catches for 10.
He has been a workhorse for Emporia all year.
Well, second down and six now for Emporia High at the 30. Micah Gray in the gun. He will hand it off to Ryland past the 35. And he got past the first down marker, which is the 36. And Ryland's going to have the first down.
Yeah, it looks like just a gain of nine, as it's going to be spotted at the 39. And
yep,
he showed some explosiveness
yeah,
there.
Yes, he did.
Hitting the hole and getting upfield for that first down before he got hit by some Junction players.
So Emporia High trying to find something here as we go under a minute left to play here in quarter number three. Spartans trying to get on the board here in the second half. Micah Gray, empty backfield, two receivers in the slot. Now Sheldon in motion, making it three to the far side. Micah is going to keep it past the 40. Micah, spin move up to near the 45-yard line. That would be six. If Micah with his second carry of the night, and it will be to the 45, and that is six for the freshman. And Emporia High does not need to snap this football here one more time before the quarter expires.
I mean, and Micah has done a nice job running the rock here tonight. That is something that will be very valuable in his game to even influence his arm even more.
Well, they are going to snap it with five. Handoff, Rylan Crowell up the middle. Rylan passed the 45 to about the 48. He's going to get three. It'll be third down and one when we come back. Emporia High down 57-14 in the regular season finale. The fourth quarter is next. You're listening to Emporia High Football.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage.
from cuts and perms to manicures and massages. Contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197 and by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High with third down and one from their own 47-yard line. Well, they're going to call it third and two. Third and two from the 47 of their own, all in between the hashes. Micah Gray, empty backfield. Two receivers far side, two here to the near side. Crowell now in motion. Play action for Micah. Micah, pressure coming. Micah airs out looking for Arndt, overthrew him. And the running clock is in the factor here in quarter number four.
And Micah overthrew Javen Arndt there and really showing off a cannon. He threw that ball about 40 yards in the air, but just too far for Javen Arndt to haul it in.
Well, Emporia High going to keep the offense out on the field, just needing 2 yards here in midfield. Worrell is a receiver far side. They have Kobe Lee in as an extra blocker. I believe.
They got Sheldon at quarterback.
Sheldon empty backfield. I believe Rylan Crowell here to the near side. Sheldon's going to keep it far side. Sheldon diving towards the 50. Does he have the first down? They say yes. Sheldon Stewart needed two, got three, and the chain gang will move.
Nice job from Sheldon there. They wanted to get it into the hands of their playmakers, so what do? They snap it straight to him.
And he got two, so he dove towards the 50, but he was stopped at the 49 at the line to gain.
Got exactly where he needed to be for the first down.
First and 10 for Emporia High, own 49, 10:38 and counting here in this game. 57-14, Junction City. Micah Gray, low snap. Handoff, Rylan Crowell, left side, 50. Rylan, 45, flag thrown here near side. Rylan will get past the 40 to the 39. It's going to be a gain of 12, but I believe this is going to be coming back due to a hold.
Yeah, it looked very, very like a hold.
They're going to get, said 56. That's Cadric Crouch, the sophomore, on the holding. So we'll be back to the 40-yard line of Emporia High. Second penalty on Emporia High here in half number two, six overall. 9:43 and counting. It's going to go by quick, so it'll be first and 20 for Emporia High at their own 40. Sheldon Stewart in the gun, low snap. Rylan Crowell up the middle. Trying to get something, and he dives forward to the 41, making the stop for Junction City, the defense of the nose tackle, which was Scott Carey.
And not a lot going on that play, as Junction's defensive line did a real nice job just wedging this offensive line and pushing them back instead of the O-line pushing the defensive line back.
Okay, Rylan 2, it's second down and 18 from their own 41. Empty backfield for Sheldon Stewart. Kyler Worrell now in motion here to the near side. Rylan Crowell's the receiver, and they're gonna get a flag, and the indication is offside on Junction City. So there's a free gift.
Yeah, a really nice gift as well, as they just had a big penalty of their own, and it just kind of negates about 5 yards of that.
Oh, second and 18 comes second and 13 from the 46. 8:33 and counting in this football game. Junction City will improve to 5-3 on the season, 2-2 in the Centennial League. Emporia High 0-8 and 0-4. So they'll wrap up Centennial League play winless. Have not won a Centennial League game in believe since Highland Park back in 2021. Sheldon Stewart in the gun on second and 13. Motions Ryland Crowell here from near side. Whistles are blown, and there is a flag. Delay a game on Emporia High. So the gift Junction City just gave Emporia High shoots themselves in the foot with a delay of game.
Yeah, three penalties, and we've only had one play ran in between those three penalties.
So it'll be back to second and 18 from the 41.
And both two of those penalties going against Emporia, and just two stupid penalties, really. One of them was a holding on a nice gain from Ryland as well.
Now two receivers far side. Now Micah Gray back in at quarterback as they will go trips to the far side. Micah airing it out, looking for a man, and overthrew Madden Seidel. And in coverage for Junction City was Marshall Carman, 5'9", 135-pound sophomore.
And Micah, we know you have a good arm, but he just seems like he wants to show it off too much.
Yep.
He's constantly overthrowing their guys on a multitude of occasions tonight.
Third down and 18, Emporia High, own 41, 6:45 and counting, remaining in this football game. Opponent to be determined here this evening for Emporia High in week 9. It'll be on the road. Micah rolling to the far side. Micah airing it out, looking for Javen, and incomplete, almost nearly intercepted. The intended target was Javen Arndt. Jaden Mears was in coverage, and now it's fourth down and 18, and the punting unit is coming out for the Spartans as we approach the midway point of quarter number 4.
And again, an overthrown ball from Micah. He needs to just calm down a little bit and deliver on the shorter throws before he can be able to make those big bomb throws. We saw a nice one to Sheldon for the 77 yards, but not to mention he had Sheldon for a touchdown like that earlier, and he overthrew him.
And Alex Alamang standing inside the 30 of his zone to kick this one away. And a good kick by Alex. Going to take a bounce and going to be recovered by Junction City inside the 25. They're going to down at the 23 of their own. Could have been very dangerous if a Junction City Blue Jay would have touched that and Emporia High would have gotten on it. That could have been a short field for the Spartans. But
I mean, it looks like a Junction player. There was a possibility that he did touch it because one of the Junction players just fell on the ball. So yeah, he might have seen something that we didn't, or it could have been very possibly it didn't touch anybody.
So it'll be first and 10 for Junction City, own 22. As Conrado Gomez back out for his second series, 5 minutes to play, and they're just going to try to run this one out. Low snap. This will be Norris up the middle, 25-30, cutting to the near side. Still loose, 40, spin move. Hector Carrillo, the senior, up to the 42-yard line for Norris. He's going to get 20.
And I couldn't catch, but Spartan delivered a big hit to him.
It was Carrillo.
He delivered. It wasn't the tackle. Hector got the tackle, got the tackle, but somebody delivered a big hit but didn't wrap up, and Norris stayed on his feet. Just another problem for Emporia.
So first and 10 for Junction City from their own 42 near hash. Gomez in the gun with two backs. Low snap. This will be Proetti. Cutting to the near side. Big man past the 45 to about the 48-yard line. They're warming up their third-string quarterback, which will be Brody Beckman. 6'4", 175, a freshman, warming up for Junction City.
And that is a very impressive freshman. He's probably looking to have a bright future in this game.
Well, I can tell you this, Quinn. I saw Avery Johnson as a freshman. And he came in for a game, and he had a cannon. Now he's a freshman at Kansas State. Could be starting tomorrow. Here is Norris cutting to the far side into Emporia High territory, wrapped up at the 40 of Emporia High, as he's going to get 13, and the sticks will move again. And Sheldon Stewart just playing his heart out with the stop.
Absolutely. He is playing very, very aggressive tonight. It's his last regular season game as a senior and as a Spartan. He doesn't want to give up.
So first and 10 for Junction City at the Emporia High 40. Low snap. This is Peretti cutting to the far side, 40. And he gets up to the 37 for three. Peretti, the big man. Junction City, you know, this Peretti, you know, he might be 5'7", 200 pounds, but he could be a bruiser back here for the near future for Randall Zimmerman.
Yeah, and he had looked pretty good running the ball. And it's always nice to see somebody in a lineman's number, a lineman running the ball. I always love to see it. So seeing 59 get the handoff in the backfield, it's pretty cool.
Well, Ty Iverson got some carries last week. Kobe Lee's gotten some carries.
Absolutely.
Emporia High.
I love it when Ty gets those carries.
Here is Norris on the handoff on 2nd and 7. Norris to the 30, stood up. And driven back, Kyler World, Kobe Lee, and on the stop as Norris will get to the 30, and he will get 7 in the first down.
And even with a lot of these backups for Junction in, they are just imposing their will with the running game as they have done all day. And Emporia hasn't been able to stop the run all year. They just keep getting ran all over.
I want to thank John North Ford for providing our transportation to tonight's game. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, see the staff at John North Ford. They're a great deal better on West Highway 50. Under 90 seconds to go, Morris, handoff, breaks a tackle inside the 30. He's going to get 1 yard to the 29.
And we had him in the backfield, yeah. But just can't wrap up. A constant problem for Emporia, not being able to wrap up.
Well, as we get close to a minute left, and Junction City going to improve to 5-3 on the season, 2-2 in the Centennial League, and they will end up finishing in third place in the Centennial League standings. You know, they lost to Washburn Rural in Manhattan, but they defeat Topeka High and Emporia High. 45 seconds. This will be a jet sweep here. This is and trying to go a spin move. Hector Carrillo on the stop. That was Marshall Carman, I believe. No, actually it was Joshua Feller. Feller up to the 27. He's going to get 2. And Junction City can just wind out this final 20 seconds. They don't need a snap in and that'll do it. Well, Emporia High found ways to show signs of improvement. Junction City got up 22-0, and then Emporia High was able to get within 2 scores, but not any closer. Junction City will win this football game 57-14. Emporia High will be 0-8 on the season heading into the postseason. Junction City 5-3, and are they going to try to shake hands? I know Emporia High trying to line up and shaking hands. I know they're going to put 1 second on the clock. This game's not over.
Very interesting decision. It looked like the play clock was.
Yeah. It looked like the play clock was quicker than, or the game clock was quicker than the play clock. I wonder if Randall Zimmerman just saying it's ball game.
Yeah,
they're just going to call it.
Absolutely, the entire Junction team going
out to
about the 30 in a big group.
Yep.
Are they going to line
up?
Yep,
they just triple zeros on the board. That'll do it. Emporia High falls 57-14 to Junction City. Junction City finishes the regular season 5-3, 2-2 in the Centennial League, and Emporia High will go into Week 9, 0-8 and 0-4 in Centennial League play. Opponent still to be determined as the teams, are they going to try to shake hands and they will line up.
Interesting to see why Junction decided to have a meeting at the 25 before shaking hands, just wasting more time. They could have met after shaking hands, but I guess I'm just nitpicking. But
well, and Coach Glinsman and Randall Zimmerman just giving a handshake, and they're going to take this one into the postseason. So Emporia High falls 57-14. Week 9 is next. And coming up here in just a moment, we will have the Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show. Spartans fall 57-14 to Junction City. This is Emporia High football.